heavy weight. You say that person's really
strong.
And a person that's really easy to get along with, you say that they're
nice personality, easy going.
Yeah. And a person like, well, especially like a kid who's kind of all arms and legs and knocks into everything all the time.
Clumsy.
Yeah. And a person that does things that just don't make any sense. You'd say that person was just a plain. Do you ever, have you ever used the word type one?
Yes, I've heard that. Jacob put it out.
Would you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you mean that if you used it?
Just common person?
Just or
everyday
it,
person?
It wouldn't be an insult, though. You wouldn't
no.
mean it. No. You're talking about an older person, like that really gets around a lot, that's really still active. You'd say, boy, that person's really
active.
And would you ever say spry?
Yes.
Use that in that way. And like a lot of times, like children will want a light on in their room at night because they're
spry.
And if you were talking about a child, you might say, now she isn't afraid now, but she
was.
Or, and then there's a song, you know, that song about the old gray mare that says she ain't what she
used to be.
Yeah. And a person that that just doesn't pay a lot of attention when they drive, you said that person was really
careless.
And a person that acts, really odd and peculiar and strange, you said that person acts kind of
different.
Would you ever say queer?
Yes.
And a person that well, like they make up their mind and nothing can change, and you say that person's really
stubborn.
And a person that a person that you just can't joke with without losing their temper, you say they're really touchy, maybe?
Yes.
And like a touchy person, if you try to joke with them, they might get
mad.
And if you were in like a burning building, for example, somebody might say, now just keep
your calm, cool.
Mm-hmm. If you had worked all day, you might come in and say that you were really
tired.
And if you were just real, real tired, and you just said, boy, I'm just all
exhausted.
And if a person was like yesterday, you saw them and they were all right, and then today you hear that they're sick. You might say, well, I guess last night they must have, or this morning or sometime they must have, they're okay yesterday, and they're sick now, they must have
gotten sick or.
Yeah. They're so simple. And then one person, like in the wintertime, sat in a draft or something and was getting kind of chilled, you might say, and you better be careful or you're going to
catch cold.
And if a person did catch cold and it affected their voice, and their voice was kind of like this, you'd say their voice was
hoarse.
And you might say they've got a hacky. They were
cough. Hacking cough.
And, like if the doctor gave you some medicine and then he got on to you because the bottle was still full, he might say, well, why haven't you
taken
it?